All right, team. Welcome back to the Amazon Private Label Show podcast. Today, a very special episode with the first time bringing on a student and someone who's gone through our FBAU accelerator program on to share results. And today we have my man Dean. And so Dean went through the accelerator program starting all the way back I think late in 2021.
November.
Yeah. And so we're still doing it. He launched product number one. Strong out of the gates. We're making sure it's gonna just continue and be able to scale. And he's, you know, for lack of a better word, just a beast. And so, Dean, thanks for joining today. Why don't you just give a kind of brief intro about, you know, who you are, where you're at, where you live, and then we'll dive into a little bit about your actual experience. But, you know, who is Dean?
Man, thanks for having me, Mike. I didn't realize I was the first student on here. That's
right.
Awesome, man. I'm honored. So I live in Hollywood, California, work in technology as a product manager at a public tech company. And I was always like into entrepreneurship and doing like startups and stuff like way since back in like middle school and then college. And shortly after I graduated, so I was always had my hands in various entrepreneurial ventures. And it was funny actually, like back in, I think in elementary or middle school, I was like flipping some stuff on eBay, like 10, 12 years ago. I was like, my grandma would get stuff from China and I would just sell it on eBay. So I was kind of like exposed to this a little bit way back in the day, but never like took it seriously or tried to like learn how to scale it up and all that. But like Mike was saying, I think I saw you guys on Twitter like back in October or November of 2021, and I was trying to get that second online, you know, stream of income running because all the inflation and uncertainty in the market. I was like, you know, this is probably the best investment you can make right now is just learning how to build your income streams up, because the inflation is crazy and all that. So I joined the 3 month, I think it was, accelerator program.
Yeah, back then it was 3 months. It's been recently we made a little switch and made it a year long. I don't even know if you're aware, but
I heard about that. I don't know if that applies to me or not, but I heard about that. It's a good deal.
Based on, I'm still diving in. Yeah, you're always welcome.
Yeah, my man. Because it takes a long time, right? It's a long process.
Yeah. So going into that a little bit. So you joined the accelerator program late last year. Kind of what? How was your experience? I know we dove in, and Dean, you know, I actually was, Ryan and I have a bunch of personal students, and so I was lucky enough to have Dean, and, you know, I love all my students, but Dean was easy to work with because he comes from a tech marketing entrepreneur mindset, even if he's working, not working in that full time, but Dean picks up stuff, really is able to not just listen and do, but I could tell always he was putting his own spin and being, you know, thinking with a critical lens, even on what I'm saying, right? And so those kind of people in a market that's changing every single day are the ones who typically thrive. But let's talk a little bit about the actual accelerator program. So in terms of kind of your 3 month, now we're about six, 7 months past when you first started, but you know, you sign up to build an Amazon business. Kind of what happens next from your perspective? How did the first couple months go, and what in terms of your responsibility and your workload, like how did it change your life, and how did it feel for you?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'd say it was very organized. Like, you guys had a curriculum, you know, documented. And one thing, another thing I appreciated about it was how you could go at your own pace. Even though, like, you know, you should be motivated and ambitious enough to keep up and you know, meet the deadlines that, you know, that you guys suggested using. But, you know, at a high level, it's very much, you know, product research. You're going to definitely, you know, you definitely taught us the ins and outs of the product research, how to identify, you know, potential profitable products and what criteria you should be evaluating them against. In addition to, you know, so like you have that stuff going on, and then while you have that going on, you know, you're thinking about, you know, a brand. Are you going to do like an evergreen brand that can be an umbrella thing for multiple products, or do you make it more niche and have a very niche brand that's only for a specific set? And, you know, like you guys would offer some color on the pros and cons of both of those. And, you know, I think the product research process was about 2 to 3 weeks from my memory. I think we spent the better half.
It can take like up to 6 weeks, and it takes as long as each person takes to find a product. Right.
Right.
And right. More importantly than that, if someone gets lucky and sends us a product, week one, and it's just a killer product, it's almost, I mean, we would still go with it, but it's almost a disservice because then you don't know how you got it. And so when it's time to find another and potentially on your own, you wouldn't necessarily know. So we want to make sure that. But Dean, it was always someone who is analytical as well. So like can understand how to go through data, really pick out the important information and thrive. Cool, my man. So yeah, the entire 3 month, well, more than 3 month process at that point. So why don't we talk about, what it was like to launch without, you know, we're not going to give up Dean's product because we protect markets and niches in the Amazon private label world. But why don't you talk about how launch went, kind of what your experience was like, and then where you see your product or business going in the future.
Yeah, one of the things I always remember about launch was I was freaking out because the shipping times were so long at the, you know, the supply chain issues at the time back in like Q4, Q1. And, you know, we had set like a deadline when I was going to launch by, and I was just kind of bummed for a second because, you know, not our fault at all. It was just, you know, supply chain economy stuff. But anyways, yeah, shipping was longer than expected, but it's way better now. But once my inventory landed, basically the process was, you know, we tested a couple samples. I picked the supplier based on the quality of the samples and had the supplier do my edits to them or whatever, you know, however I was going to differentiate. And then we had those sent to, you know, me, and so I was going to meet up with this photographer guy in person. He made some videos and some pictures for me. It's my first time doing it, so I thought the pictures looked okay. we remember this. You know, so I'll get my listing up, start my PPC, get my search find buys going. I'm doing okay. I'm selling some stuff, but it's not converting like that. And Mike's like, no, dude, like these pictures suck. Like you gotta redo these pictures. And I was like, damn. He's like, video is cool though, but you gotta fix these pics. So you know, I since, you know, so what's cool is, you know, once you have your inventory in the FBA warehouse, you can get them to send it to wherever, like if you just want to give it as a gift to somebody. I remember I asked you about that, and I forgot what it was called, but you showed me how to do it.
Fulfillment order, where you just, right.
Yes. So I did the fulfillment order, got it sent to one of the people in the network, in the FBA network, one of the freelancers that they recommend. Guy did a great job, had great infographics and great main image and all that. Next, re-uploaded my listing. Listing started doing better. We were, you know, I was getting like 5-6 sales a day after maybe like 2 weeks of changing the pictures and, you know, having more PPC data. And it was doing so well. I before I knew it, I had to do another inventory order. So I was, just for some context, let's see, like I started selling like on April 22nd or something like that. And by June, I was like, whoa, my inventory is kind of low. Let me reorder. And I sent like 300 units in. So in about a month and a half, I had sold over 200 units.
Yeah. And this isn't a $20 item too. What's the selling price is up? It's like
60. That's another thing. Yeah. We played around with pricing. You know, we started at $69.99 and then lowered it to $67.99. And I had like a $5 coupon in there as well. So even if someone redeemed the coupon and all that, it was still at a healthy margin. So that's been nice. I'm trying to think about Prime Day deals now. You know, Prime Day's coming up very soon, and they got some aggressive things. It's like you have to offer at least a 20% discount on the Prime deal. Yeah,
Prime is, be careful on Prime, and we may have to talk about this offline too, but just because it can get extensive. Prime is great for increasing your ranking and selling, but it's not a good margin day. But coming all the way back, so you've been selling for about just over 2 months now. So what, in terms of total sales revenue, where are you at? And then from inventory as well, has your second order arrived, or what's the state of Dean's business right now?
Okay, so year to date, total revenue is about $18,000. In total revenue since I started in the end of April. Inventory should be landing any day now. I got a quote from the sea freight shipping partner, freight forwarder for like 18, 25 days. And I ordered that in like, maybe like the second week of June. So I talked to Henry yesterday, and he was telling me it should be here like the first week of July.
Henry, just for the listeners, is one of the main contacts at a freight forwarding company that is through our network. So, it helps definitely to know. You know, just using a freight forwarder versus using your supplier's DDP shipping can save you $2-3 a unit at times. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
18,000 in 2+ months. I'm down with that. So we're going to continue. Yeah. Dean's on page one for really the main keyword in his market. And so it always comes down to, are you on page one organically? That's how you eventually move what starts at a mostly marketing sales to organic sales. Your profitability starts to go up. We're going to work through that over the next couple months.
Yeah. But
you're in a good position. You're in a great position for Q4, not only because you're on page one, but because your product, it's always hot. There's always a lot of demand, but holy shit, Q4, it's what better gift for everyone in your life especially the men, but who, you know, ladies can get involved too. Cool, my man.
The other thing I forgot to mention was the, you know, you asked for my revenue since I've started. That's, I had to pause PPC for like 2 weeks too. So I was there for a minute there. It was just organic sales that were coming in. And so revenue probably would have even been higher had I continued like aggressive marketing.
Yeah. And that pause was due to, and I remember now that you mentioned that, I kind of forgot about that. Dean launched, and you know, when a student wants to do something on their own, which it's, you know, more power to you. Like you knew your buddy, your homie was in the photography game. And a lot of times, like the best natural photographers, the people who take photography like outdoors and they do like trips or they do whatever versus Amazon product photography is a lot different. And so I remember seeing your listing and like, it's just like how when you want a product to succeed, I was like, the first couple times I looked at it, it's like, yeah, that's okay. And like not blown away, but I want this idea to work as well. And then I looked at it like day five of being live, and I was like, all right, this is terrible. It wasn't terrible in a overall picture context, but it was, you have a very fine line of what works on Amazon, especially when you compare it to, you know, you show up next to competitors. So if your image doesn't fit the whole scale or it just has a deficiency, it's hard to overcome that. All right, my man. So what, almost 20K first 2 months with a bit of issues. It's always a little choppy, but that's, you're blowing it away. So it's July, it's the very start of July 2022 right now. Where is your business at a year from now? How many products? Do you have a target revenue? And kind of what's next for you?
Definitely, you know, the brand registry is next. So just waiting on a couple, you know, IP search related things to settle down before I proceed with the brand registry, because I do intend to, you know, launch other products, preferably in the niche I'm in, but if not, that's okay too. But I do want to take advantage of the brand registry benefits, you know, like being able to run the videos on the feeds and have that banner space and then that additional real estate on the listing detail page. So that's next. Yes, multiple SKUs are in line, but first, before I really wanna launch another SKU, I really kinda wanna get my first product more profitable in terms. Right now, a lot of my expenses are coming from the marketing. And so I need to explore, you know, ways to optimize the Amazon PPC, as well as exploring off Amazon marketing, you know, like some TikTok or influencer marketing I should look at as well. But yeah, I would say like the first goal is like more profitability. And, you know, then using those profits to reinvest back into, you know, SKU number 2, 3, 4, and all that. And I really want to like advertise all my other product pages too, you know, like instead of having a competitor's listing show up on my listing, like they should just all be mine. So that way any clicks off of there go to me.
That's something you can do not only through brand registry and A+ content, but low-key, especially if your brand is aligned where you have multiple products in the same niche, no better place to show up than your own listing and your own branded search terms. And so some people are like, that's a waste of a click, but it converts so much higher than every other target in terms of keyword or listing that's not your own. So it's always, you know, it's, that's a super profitable sale, always worth doing.
Right on. Yeah. No, so that's what's next for me, man. I gotta, yeah, it's definitely, yeah, you're continuously learning on this journey. I'll say that, like you hit it on the nail. Like, it's a very dynamic market where, you know, conversions and keywords that worked last week or last month might not necessarily be the case anymore, you know? So you gotta always have your eye on the ground with this.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. Well, shit, man. I'm excited to see this product, especially through Q4, and then just see where your ideas and where this brand is about to go. So for those of you just listening to, Dean's got the Beverly Hills hat. He's looking Hollywood as hell right now. He's about ready to scale. But anyways, my man, always a pleasure having Dean on. Just a joy to connect with one of you know, just sees the big picture too. So appreciate you coming on.
Always a pleasure.
As always, reach out for help, and then, you know, let's see where this is at in a year. And I bet, especially the way you think, you're gonna just figure things out you haven't even thought of yet.
Oh yeah, no, we're not gonna give up. We got a lot of momentum to ride, and we're gonna keep pushing through, man. Amazon's a wild place, man. But yeah, we're gonna keep striving.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks so much for having me on the show, Mike. It's always a pleasure to talk and you know, listen to you. You're inspiring, you know, the inspiration there.
Appreciate you. For all you listening, if you do want more information on the Accelerator program Dean went through, that's now a 12-month program. Link is in the show notes. Feel free to reach out to Dean if you want to talk about your experience more directly. And until next time, keep thriving, keep selling on Amazon.